Protests are erupting all over the Middle East as a result of the attack on a hospital in Gaza yesterday, JJ. Where are they and what's been happening?
There's been a wave of protest in the Middle East from Jordan to Turkey to Tunisia, Iraq, and of course, Lebanon. And what's concerning about this, Dimitri, for U.S. officials is a number of these protests have focused on U.S. facilities, embassies, and consulates. In Jordan, protesters tried twice overnight to breach the security barrier in front of the embassy outside. They were unsuccessful. They tried a third time on Wednesday. They didn't get in as well, but that sent the message to U.S. authorities that this could turn into something violent and possibly deadly. So they issued a security alert for people inside of Jordan. Then there are situations at these other places that appear to be ramping up. They appear to be gaining steam, and it looks as though these may not be the only places where this kind of thing takes place.
This intense situation in Israel and Gaza appears to be spreading to other places around the world. Can you add some context to that?
There have been fatal attacks in Belgium and in France. There have been alerts and concerns in Germany. And today, 10 airports, again in France, were evacuated because of bomb threats that were said to be related to this situation that's taking place in Israel and Gaza. There are people who sympathize with Hamas, and exactly why, it's not clear, but a lot of them are looking at things on social media. A lot of them are seeing things that are not true, things that are out of context. But I've been reminded that a lot of people may see things, even though they are true, and reject it simply because it does not connect with their ideology. And that's a big concern when it comes to this.
We keep hearing U.S. and Israeli officials talking about preventing a wider conflict. How do they determine if a wider conflict is underway?
I think when most of the authorities and officials talk about a wider conflict, they're speaking in general about the area around Israel. Whether it's Syria or Lebanon, Jordan or Egypt, that's what they're thinking of. But this does seem to have very strong implications that there are other hands involved in this that are far from that area, far from those nation states. And when you look at the places where these protests have erupted, again, like Turkey, like in Tunisia and Iraq and other places, and other places where threats are taking place, there is a very real possibility that conflicts could erupt in those places because of this as well.
You discovered some new details about the plot to attack Israel in the first place.
Yeah, and these details add credence to the idea that this attack on Israel was a highly sophisticated, well-planned-out plot. Consider this. We just heard today and got some information that I'm still poring over and looking through, that this attack on Israel was planned 3 years ago by Qassem Soleimani. He was the leader of the IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard in Iran, which is, of course, financed by Iran and run by Iran, which suggests that this was a plot by Iran on Israel. So this wider conflict, while there's been no declaration of war beyond Israel attacking Hamas, this certainly seems to have all of the implications of an attack on Israel by Iran, which does suggest that a wider conflict is underway. It's not clear if Israel or the rest of the Middle East sees it that way, but it certainly seems that way to me.
This has happened before, conflict between Hamas and Israel. This time it is considered different, more intense. Can you tell us more about that? Any idea why?
The reason why this is different this time is, one, because of the passage of time, and two, because of the evolution of Hamas, but more importantly, because of the hands of others, other organizations and nation state actors being involved in this. Hamas has never really been a top-tier terror organization, but as time has passed, they've gotten better. They've learned how to do things, and one of the things they've learned is something they picked up from the situation inside Ukraine. Ukraine has been using commercial off-the-shelf drones to attack Russia's air defenses and electronic defenses. Some of the same ideology or this same tactic was deployed by the Hamas terrorists when they invaded Israel's borders. They used off-the-shelf drones to try to blind Israel's electronic surveillance capabilities. And the other part of this, the nation state actors, it's very clear that Iran was involved in this. And Iran, I don't think, would have dared to have done something like this 15 years ago, 5 years ago even. But certainly they did this time, and it's very clear for everyone who's looking at it.